Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Smart Soul Radio. My name is Zen DeBrook, and I am so excited to be talking to you today. Things have been going incredibly well for the show here. We have lots of fantastic questions that have been asked that are really quite interesting and profound. I'm very excited about the questions that have been asked recently. And I'm looking forward to dig into them. But the guest call-in number today that you can find us at is 646-378-1741. I do take callers, and you can ask any question or get coaching on anything that you'd like. It's absolutely fine. If I can't answer it, I promise I'll let you know. But if I can answer it, we can get into some deep topics. Now, I know how scary it may be to call in on a show like this, but one of the things that I'd love to let you know about it is that, well, usually your coaching question that you have or your comment or your information is really important to someone else. It's so surprising, believe me, when you have a question and you put it out there, and then very often somebody will come right back in and say, hey, that was my question. That is exactly the issue that I'm dealing with in my life right now. So with that said, I would like to ask for you to go ahead and call in, even if you are maybe a little bit afraid or you think maybe your question is silly or your coaching is too personal compared to everyone else's coaching that they've called in before. And believe me, like I said, if I can't support you in it, I will be one of the first people to let you know that that's the case. All right, so with that said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to move forward with one of our topics for today. Now, the Smart Soul Radio is actually a part of the Smart Soul Academy. And a majority of what we talk about is what I call the Internal Guidance System, or IGS. We call it IGS a lot, and that's what we call it for short. But the Internal Guidance System is this really profound tool or operating system. I call it your seventh sense. And I've been working with it now for, 12 years. And in that time period, I went from using it as just a simple spiritual practice for myself to actually teaching others, deepening and widening it. And it's from this base of expanded energy in your body or contracting energy in your body that you can actually live your life in a way that is profoundly wise and in your highest potential. Now, if you haven't had an experience of this, you can go to smartsoul.com, and on there is a video that will walk you through the meditation. I don't walk people through the meditation on the radio program because, you know, this is really about supporting people who are in their journey with their internal guidance system, but it is an important and a powerful tool. So a majority of the questions, if you're a new listener, that are coming up are people who are using their internal guidance system in their lives. Well, the other thing that we do at Smart Soul Academy is we teach manifestation. Now, right now, that's an iffy topic. You've got a love-hate relationship with people because of The Secret. And even though I think The Secret did a really great job in alerting people to the fact that they are responsible for their own thoughts and that they are creating their reality, I'm not so sure it had the opportunity to really go into what it all meant. Why us creating our own reality and the law of attraction was important. We're going to be talking about both on this show, not from a place of being able to acquire anything in your life that you want, such as a Ferrari or a brand new mansion or a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend or even a new husband or a new wife, but we're going to talk about what it really means. And to me, the law of attraction is bringing into your life the equivalent of what your soul makeup is, who you are, and the way in which you work with others in your external surroundings and shift the way you work with others determines how much your soul is growing. And naturally, as your soul grows, of course, and you clean up things that the universe is bringing to you to clean up, what you'll find is that your life has a tendency to become amazing, joyous, relaxing. You have a tendency to not have things bother you in the way that they used to. Your ability to clean up your own life changes and transforms. So we're going to be talking a little bit about both, creating your own reality and how your internal guidance system supports you in doing that beautifully. With that said, we do have a caller on the line, and this caller is in the 919 area code, first three digits 781. I'm going to bring you up on the air here. Caller, you are on the air. Hello, welcome to Smart Soul Radio. What can I do for you?
Yeah, this is Dr. Ayesh from Raleigh, North Carolina. Greeting from Pay It Forward to Four. Thank you.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
I would like to share with you my passion statement.
Okay, please go ahead.
And a solution, how to accomplish my passion statement as well.
All right, as long as you're not selling something through my radio show, I'm totally up for that. However, if you are marketing something that's yours that you want to turn people onto, I'm not up for that, and I'll end up hanging up on you. So please let me know. If it's something that's about you and your life and what you're doing, that's great. However, if it's engaging other people, I can't promote anything that I haven't experienced and am not a part of.
I'm sorry that you start with that statement, but... That's my passion statement, the one I live in every day, ma'am.
So all right, so what's your passion? What's your passion statement?
That's kind of productive, so.
Sorry? What's your passion statement?
That's kind of productive to come up with this statement that you just mentioned.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank you. I've got a lot to cover on the show today, and I appreciate it. Last week I had offered for you to email me and let me know what it was that you were promoting, and I would take a look at it and determine if it was appropriate for me and whether or not I could stand behind it. You're still welcome to go through Ask Zen and send me that information, and that would be the only way that I would feel comfortable promoting it.
Why do you think I'm going to do it this time if I did not do it last week?
I know, so that's your
choice. So you have to go my way, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and hang up now.
I wish you the best, okay?
You too. I do wish you the best. You, like I said, you're more than welcome to send me your information, and I love to produce and promote incredible information. I love turning people on to things that are amazing, but it's important for me to check them out before we're live on the air. So with that said, I want to get into one of the topics that I'm noticing is kind of coming up in our questions. And a lot of people have been writing me about their personal relationships. So for instance, you know, I'm dating so-and-so, and we've broken up, and I'm not sure if we should get back together, and I'm trying to follow my internal guidance system, and sometimes I'm open and sometimes I close, and how can you let me know what is appropriate in this situation and following the IGS? It seems really complex, and rather than going into a lot of the stories that are there in relationship, and I agree, I mean, there's so many things that occur inside of a romantic or even a friendship relationship that it's hard to determine what's right. I mean, our relationship triggers all of our mom issues and all of our dad issues and the belief systems we have about our own personal self-worth and the belief systems that we have around how we need to be loved, a belief system around what love is, how someone shows up and proves that they love us. You know, even, you know, when somebody's disapproving of us. And there's just so many issues to kind of go through. And what I mean by that is your mind has a lot of stories. And these stories have a tendency to echo through our minds. Some of them are true, some of them are not true. And for us, the ones that it's kind of hard to, like, unravel that ball of thread, so to speak. Well, the relationship structure that we have here right now in our society and in most areas on the planet really limits us as to what possibilities we have. So, for instance, you know, I can't let him do that to me, or I can't let her do that to me, or when she talks to me that way, that means that she's nagging me and she's taking away my manhood, or when you can call somebody back after having been in a fight and when you shouldn't call them back after having been in a fight, what it means if somebody really wants to marry you or they don't want to marry you. So, for instance, you know, it's been 5 years and we haven't gotten married, so I need to leave this person and go find someone who is going to marry me, and what a relationship is supposed to look like. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But unfortunately, it's not that cut and dry. It's actually very uncut and dry. See, I see relationship as being a connection between two people who are supporting themselves in their spiritual growth. And supporting someone in their spiritual growth is not necessarily black and white. And there's a lot of things, and if you're doing it consciously and powerfully, then relationship can be an incredible spiritual tool. However, if you're doing it unconsciously, it can be just a pain in the neck where you go around in circles and circles and circles. And how can you use your internal guidance system to know whether you're supposed to be going around in circles or whether it's time to get off the merry-go-round? Well, this is what's interesting. Your internal guidance system, this expansion and contraction that's happening in your body, is a real present time moment for you to be able to discern, one, who you are to be in that relationship, whether what you're thinking is actually relevant to the situation, if you're closed as you're having a conversation, looking at your own thoughts, not the other person closing you, but your own thoughts around what you're saying and what you're thinking and recalibrating them, even if you have to take a break in order to do that. And it's not easy, believe me. Relationship is one of the things that's most difficult for me to do well with my IGS. I would say that it's that way for many people. But when it's used as a relationship tool, it's incredibly powerful. And it can keep your head on straight. And I've had relationships where I've opened at staying during really challenging times, and then when I've asked again if I was intended to be with this person, I would close, meaning it was time to not be in the relationship. And then a few weeks later, we would be back in contact, and I would be feeling open, like I was supposed to be back in relationship with this person. And so I'd go back into relationship, and there'd be some new learning, some new ability for us to grow and shift and change. And then, you know, a little while longer would go and we'd have grown more, and then we would be, you know, I would get an opening to leave the relationship, and we went back and forth like that for 2 years. There's also other times in relationship when it's really best to not be in that relationship for a while. Your internal guidance system will open. Even though everything in your personality and your ego wants this person to love you, wants to be in relationship with this person, it's almost as if this person can become an addiction. And you'll know that that's not right, because as you ask your internal guidance system, and I have to say, many people get to a place where they can't even ask whether they're supposed to be in relationship or not. They're too scared of the answer they're going to get, so they wait and they wait and they wait. But when you are in a situation where you actually ask your internal guidance system, is it in my highest potential to be in relationship with this person? And you may get a closing sensation, which means no, you're not intended to be in this relationship. Not right now. And there's a lot of growth that can come from that separation. However, you may walk away from that and literally be facing an addiction. An addiction to drama, an addiction to attention, an addiction to needing someone's attention, an addiction to a desire to control that person's behavior. You feel safer having them be in love with you and controlling them. And that's when you'll notice that you'll go to call them and you'll feel the tightening in your body, the internal guidance system, your IGS will be closed, tight, which means you're not intended to call them as you think about calling them. And you'll call them anyways, and the phone call will turn into a disagreement or a fight or an argument, or it'll be uncomfortable. And no matter how much you try to keep it in a positive light, you may recognize that you can't, because it's the vibrational frequency, the intent is not there for you to be in relationship with this person. When things in our life gets really, really hard, and there's nothing from our beingness that's raising us up to overcome that difficulty, which would be your internal guidance system opening at the thought of getting through the difficulty, that is a sure sign it's time to stop and reassess the situation. so often we push through things because we have a belief that that's what we're supposed to do, should do, must do, have to do. I call that a misintention. I'm going to talk a little bit more about misintention here because it's a crucial component in our lives. But basically, misintention is the should, have to's, and need to's. It's the manipulation and strategy that we use in order to feel safe or get what we want because we weren't directed or taught when we were younger how to get what we want through our opening desires. So we've all, every single one of us, and I know that very often people may take offense at first at the word manipulation. However, it is a fact of life for all of us. We were taught it from the moment that we got, clean your room and I will let you go to your friend's house. Quid pro quo. If you do this for me, I will do that for you, which is how manipulation and strategy start. The only problem with manipulation and strategy, which I call misintention, is that you have an intention to do something else, but you go in this wacky, roundabout way that you think in your mind you have to do in order to get that end goal. So you'd like to just go to your friend's house and enjoy your afternoon, but your mom says no. You need to clean your room. So you race in and you clean your room and then you come back out. And before too long, you just go in and clean your room and come out and say, Mom, I cleaned my room. Can I go to my friend's house? And the funny part is now you've got the reverse manipulation going where you're actually trying to coerce your mother. You know what it takes, and it makes it more difficult for her to say no. And that's where the games begin. And it begins very innocently because we really don't know how to, most of us, you know, didn't, our parents didn't know how to parent well, and as parents, we have a tendency to barter and negotiate with our kids because it's easier. And that's where it starts. So this misintention piece is actually one of the ways in which we blow it in our manifestation practice, in our law, and using the law of attraction. Because our mind begins to make up a story based on real history of what we need to do to manipulate a situation or strategize to get something done. So instead of desiring the very end goal, and I'm going to bring this back to personal and romantic relationships in a moment, but instead of actually desiring that very end goal, we desire the strategy or the manipulation that we think we need to get there. And so we gum up the works because we're asking for something that isn't actually what we want. It's what we think we have to do to get it. So I'll give you an example, talking to clients. What is it that you desire to manifest? I desire to manifest winning the lottery. Okay, great. So is it that you want to take the lottery ticket and frame it and put it on your wall? No. Okay, so I want the money. Okay, great. So I want the money. I will, and this is great, my friend Verlin gave me this past weekend as an example, and it was so perfect. No, so I want the money. Okay, great. So you want to take all that cash and bring it in and put it in the middle of your living room? Well, no, I want what the money can get me. Okay, great. What can the money get you? You go right for what it is that you desire. Now, of course, whatever it is you desire, you need to check with your internal guidance system because unless it expands and opens you, it's not a part of your highest potential being reached. It's not in alignment with everything and everyone around you as the symbiotic whole, and you wouldn't be happy with it anyways. It can be another misintention of what you think will make you happier, what you think will bring you into alignment in your life, but it's not true. So with that said, our personal relationships are filled with misintention, absolutely filled with misintention. If you look at how you deal with your friends and your partners, very often what occurs is that you know, for instance, I'll do this for you on Saturday with the kids if you'll do this for me on Wednesday. It's that same barter, and it's not based on what opens you or what your, you know, deepest desires are. Now, I'm not saying that it's not important to barter and to, you know, work through these issues with your kids and so forth and with your significant others of trade-offs. That's not what I'm saying, but it should open you. It should feel great to support your partner in that. You shouldn't be thinking on your way home, how am I going to get her to let me spend this money? or how am I going to get him to help me with the kids on Saturday because of this? And then you start this whole bizarre manipulation thing. Or you'll be in a really distraught, intense conversation, and you're planning in your head how you're going to get them to admit that they're wrong. And so you start down this track. Now, if any of you are laughing out there, I will not be surprised. I would be, because we all do it. And there's nothing wrong with doing it other than it doesn't work. But we'll be looking at, you know, what it takes in order to get them to admit something. Oh, so what you mean is you actually really did actually think da-da-da-da-da-da about what I was talking about. No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. Oh, yes, it is. It's what you just said. And we start this whole thing. And that's even worse than the ones we have when we're assessing what they are really trying to tell us, because we don't trust that they're not trying to manipulate and strategize with misintention to get us into a position of weakness or vulnerability. The way out of misintention, and the way I want you to know that you're in misintention, is because you'll have thoughts in your head about should, have to, need to, or must. I should do this, or they should do this. They need to do this for me. I must have this to be happy. Should, have to, need to, or must. You have to do this, or I have to do this in order for you to be happy. That's all misintention that's being played out in our lives. And if you pay attention to your thoughts and what's coming out of your mouth, you will find your misintentions. Misintention is like the Murphy's Law of manifestation. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, because you're not actually going for what opens you with your internal guidance system. You're not actually going for the end result that you truly love. So, for instance, if you're in a challenging conversation, the thought that you can hold in your mind to manifest it difference is, I want this person to know how much I care about them. I want us both to be in a position of strength, and I want us to solve this so we never have to go through it again. Most often, that is the absolute direct intention that you have in the midst of the misintention that you're trying to use to get you into that place with your loved one or your friend. Not only that, but I want to say that, and I see that you caller on the air, that's fantastic. I'm going to get to you in just a second. Let me finish this one piece. Not only that, but what ends up happening is the true things that you do want, since you're never actually desiring them outright, they get pushed way, way, way into the background. You are unable to have those come to fruition quickly and easily. What you actually get is the misintention. So I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. The caller is in the 415 area code. 415, and the first three digits are 812. You are on the air. Hi, welcome to Smart Soul Radio.
Excellent. Thank you. Hello.
Hi. So do you have a question or comment on the show today?
I do. Yeah, I have a question. The topic today is perfect because it's what I'm dealing with most in my life. Which is around the relationship with my partner, my girlfriend. And I'm not really sure if continuing in that relationship, which it's a 2 or 3 year relationship, we've been living together for over a year, I'm not sure if it's the right thing for us. It seems like we've got many good things going for us, but there are lots of very frustrating parts, and I don't really feel up to the challenge of continuing to shine in the relationship, and I see myself kind of not treating her as well as I should and getting angry at little things, and the desire within me seems like it's not to build the relationship, it's to do other things in life, and so I'm hoping that, you know, you can help me kind of work through some of the things that you're talking about right now to gain some clarity over the big question, which is, should I stay and work through this and use it as an opportunity to grow, or is it more appropriate to move on?
Right. Well, those are really good questions. Can you give me some of the reasons before? Have you used your internal guidance system before?
Yes.
Okay. So before we go into that, can you give me a few of the reasons why you are staying in the relationship? I heard a lot of challenges, but what are the some of the ideas and reasons why you're deciding you might want to be in it at all?
Yeah. From a personality lifestyle fit, it's, you know, an amazing fit. And I think we're one of those couples that everyone looks to and thinks for being great couples in the community we're part of because of the example we set. And so those things genuinely feel very good. We have the same health perspectives, eating, socializing, and it's great. It keeps me out of trouble and focused on taking care of myself and vice versa.
Great. Okay. So with that said, thank you for that. Why don't we go ahead and I'm going to have you go into an easy way to feel your internal guidance system, which is, are you sitting down in a quiet spot?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and put both feet on the floor. And if you have to have one hand up for the phone, that's fine, but go ahead and put your other hand on your lap or both if you have a headset on. And just bring your awareness to what it feels like for your feet to be on the floor. The bottom of the pads of your feet, what they feel like actually touching the floor. And then bring your awareness to the palms of your hands. Now, what I'm doing is I'm just helping you to bring yourself into your body because your internal guidance system is a body-based awareness system. So it's important for you to be feeling your body, and your senses are a great way to do that. And then what I'd like for you to do is just listen to the sounds of the room around you without naming it as much as possible. That's a skill, you know, being able to listen without naming, but just attempt to not say bird, car, buzz, laughter, whatever's around you, and just try to be in the sensation of the sound while you're paying attention to your feet and your hands. And then I'm going to have you hold a question in your mind about your relationship and notice whether or not you feel a contraction or expansion or a neutral sensation between your throat and your stomach area. And the question I'm going to have you hold is it in my highest potential to be in this relationship right now? Is it in my highest potential to be in this relationship right now? And it'll be the first sensation, whether it be expanding, opening, neutral, or contracting, closing.
The first response I get is a heavy feeling in the pit of my stomach. It seems like it's very quickly followed with more of a, what I associate with the opening feeling, like slightly higher in the middle of the chest area.
Great. Okay. So there's three areas that your internal guidance system support you with: the throat, the chest, and the stomach. And they all mean different things. And the level at which you receive the energy, either in an expanding or contracting sensation, is the level at which the thoughts are either in alignment or out of alignment with your highest potential, or truth or not truth based on what your present situation is. That's a mouthful, I know, but to walk you through it, what you just got was an opening sensation in the chest, which the chest itself means what you're presently asking about. So you got an opening that it is in your highest potential to be in the relationship. However, you got a closing in the pit of your stomach. The pit of your stomach, when you get a tightening there, is belief systems. So you have a background belief going on that's undermining the relationship and your ability to be satisfied with it, is what I would venture. I could be wrong. I'm just giving you an off-the-cuff first impression. Are you having, when you're thinking about not being in relationship anymore, are there any background thoughts that are going on, such as, I'll give you an example in the situation you're in, I don't have time to do this relationship well and the rest of my life, I'm shortchanging my partner by spending so much time doing other things and not being in the relationship, you know, participating fully in the relationship, I can't do the relationship well without putting in a lot more work and I'm not willing to. Gosh, let me think of other ones that people that I coach with come up with. Any of those hit the mark at all?
Yeah. I have a couple of things that come up regularly around this. One is that I have a feeling of failure in showing up fully in the relationship.
Okay, so stop right real quick. Feel your stomach right now. How is it feeling? Does it feel more tight when you said that? Failure.
Not in the stomach area, in the chest area
a
little bit.
Okay, so that thought, I'm going to repeat it again, feeling like a failure. Do you remember what it was?
To show up fully in the relationship.
Okay, is not true. So you can feel the tightening in your chest. I can feel the tightening in your chest, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that tightening in the chest means that thought is not true and in alignment with your highest potential. So let's turn it around. And I just want you to hold the thought, I am successful at showing up fully in this relationship. How was that sensation? And you said any different?
Did get an opening in the chest and all the way.
You did or you didn't?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got an opening from the chest all the way up. Yeah.
Good. So you are showing up successfully in this relationship. And that other thought that you're having, it's going to continue to kind of pop into your mind because it's more than likely a story that you have about what showing up fully looks like.
Right.
Right? and that is an old story that actually isn't serving you or your highest potential. So what will happen is that relationship will pop in. I mean, that thought will pop in when you're dealing with your relationship, but it's not true. And in order to reconfigure your neural pathways of your mind, which that's what using the internal guidance system does, you need to hold the new thought. And the new thought is, I am showing up successfully and fully in this relationship. Your internal guidance system takes into account every single thing. I would imagine, is your girlfriend a pretty busy woman too?
Yeah, she stays
yeah.
busy.
She stays busy. So I would imagine that even if you could drop everything and put everything you have into this relationship, it probably wouldn't work for her well either because she does her own thing she's probably doing. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Because
your internal guidance system actually is looking at the whole balance, and you're showing up fully for what you both are engaged in.
Got it.
And never listen to me. Always check your internal guidance system. It is you are your own inner guru. I'm just giving you kind of ways to maneuver your mind so that you can find the opening more easily, because that's
right.
The challenging part is when you're closed, finding that opening. Well, how can I craft my thought to find that divine opening that's moving me towards my highest potential? That's really where the craft of this particular spiritual practice comes into being.
Right. It's helpful at times, but what you said earlier on the call rings true for me in that sometimes I get mixed messages when I check in, and like this time I had you help really clarify what an opening and closing at the same time meant, which was difficult to work through on my own.
Right. You know, this, for most people, when they first learn about the IGS, they believe that it's, oh, that's so simple. You either get an opening or a closing or a neutral, and you just, you know, follow that, and life is great, and it's true. But there's a lot to this work. There's different types of minds. You know, there's the fast-thinking mind and the confused-thinking mind, and each one has a different way of playing that you need to understand which one you are. And also, there's different places in the IGS and getting the opening and the closing. So, you know what I would recommend? If you have the opportunity to check out our Smart Soul Academy program, because it's a very simple program, and it's weekly, and it takes about 7 to 10 minutes a day, and it actually builds your competency in using your internal guidance system. All these little questions get answered, and it's just something that sounds like, since you've already been using it, you might want to look into.
Yeah, so it'll help provide structure to work through all these things that come up, basically.
There are a lot of little nuances, and it's like all these little tips and tricks, and once you've gotten the tips and tricks down, you can maneuver through this really powerfully, and especially in relationship, you know, so.
Cool.
Look at the underlying, there's, you know, and I wouldn't mind, can we just look at a couple more of the possible underlying ideas you have on your relationship? I don't want to cut you loose just yet. Is that okay?
Yes. I was hoping we could, but I didn't want to take up your whole show.
We don't have any other callers right now, and I think this is something that will help a lot of different people deal with this, so with the relationship better. So my question is this. What are some of the other, because this is the stomach area, this tightening is belief system, what are some of the other underlying fears, concerns, worries that come up around the relationship?
Yeah, I really only have two other things. The first one is that I'm focused on building a business and developing myself professionally, and I want to dedicate myself fully to that, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to do both successfully, and failing in either one, you know, doesn't look good. And so it seems like it's easier to only fight one battle and have a better chance at success. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So one of the things that I want to just mention that's coming up again and again and again is success and not looking good, not doing well. Okay? I want to go a tiny bit of a different direction with you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I would like for you to hold the thought. Go ahead and pay attention to your focus on your feet, palm of your hands again. Anytime you do your IGS in the beginning, during level one, you want to pay attention to these three areas. Pay attention to what your feet feel like on the ground, your hands, and your listening for a moment. Here's the thought I'd like you to hold. Because of who I am, I will always be successful.
It feels good when there's openings that big.
A big opening. Okay,
yeah.
You don't strike me as the type of person that needs to worry about being successful. You're too on it. It's in your consciousness. It's who you are. Now, there are other people that could ask that question, and they'll close because they've got some work to do around discipline or diligence or, they got a laziness thing going on, which is fine. I mean, these are all just patterns that we pick up in our childhood that we need to work through to get to our success. But you're not going to have that issue. So to wipe out a whole bunch of, we're going to get back to the relationship, but to wipe out a whole bunch of garbage that's not just in the relationship issue. It's probably, it'll show up with clients, it'll show up with partners, it'll show up everywhere of, you know, how hard you work. If this is the kind of thing that drives you to being a workaholic. So if you open that large at the thought that you will always, because of the kind of person you already are, you will always be successful. When that head chatter comes up, I can't do it successfully, or I won't be successful, or you know, any of that, you can go back to the thought of, as your, this is how you do find a mantra or an affirmation, I will always show up successfully because of who I am naturally. And that'll keep you open. And what'll happen is like an onion being peeled away, slowly but surely, those old belief patterns will begin to just fall away because you literally are repatterning your nervous path, your neural pathway when you have the opening. The mind seeks pleasure and safety, and the opening is the safest, most pleasurable place to sit and stand and be in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, what a great affirmation.
Well, we all have our personal ones, and the IGS is the fastest way to find them. But the other thing that I wanted to mention is, now we'll go back to, and we will handle that other belief. Is my being in this, go ahead, we're going to do another one, so go ahead and focus on your feet and the palms of your hands. Good, and the listening. Is my being in this relationship serving my ability to be a success in my business? Is my being in this relationship serving my ability to be a success in my business? Neutral? Open, closed?
It seems like the very first question where the stomach is like closing. There might have been a little opening. It's such a long statement. It's hard
stomach.
To clear out outside thoughts.
Yes, it's a big question, and I agree. And we're doing this. You know, normally I would take more time. But the are you saying that the stomach closed?
The stomach closed, right? But I
so
think
there's
the,
another.
The,
we hit another belief system.
A little bit.
Exactly. So what happened is we hit another belief system, which means you know, this relationship is distracting. Probably is going on, or it takes too much time, or you know, you probably got a whole bunch of things that you're witnessing in the relationship that you think are actually deterring you from focusing completely on the business. So I'm going to give you some thoughts to work with.
Okay.
On your own with your IGS, since you're doing so well with it. And I am going to really encourage you to check out the Smart Soul Academy. You can find it at smartsoulacademy.com because it is it's a one-year program that we take you through what I call the Miyagi approach, which is wax on, wax off, the Karate Kid. But basically,
right.
I just walk you through stuff, and at the end of it, you're a master, or at least in a level of mastery. Maybe not a master like me, but really in a way that you're your own guru. You're doing great. Because you're doing really great with this. But what I want you to look at is a couple of things. One, oftentimes, since you did get the opening of being in the relationship and you're really dealing with your belief systems that are keeping you from being in joy while you're in the relationship, the advice that I would give you is you seem to be a very hard-driving, you're a hard-driven, successful kind of person, even though you're taking good care of yourself and health. Sometimes we can outmaneuver ourselves, move too quickly, and the universe can't catch up, overproduce in our lives. And so relationship can support you in having another focus to keep you well-rounded. Relationship can support you in having another focus to witness your personal gunk so that your partners don't and their clients don't have to. It's like a great little ego check. Relationship can be where you go, the one person you can go to, especially when you're building a business. I've built several businesses. Relationship can be the one person, the place where you can go and cry. Now, I'm not saying you cry, but go and just be disappointed or frustrated and have that person that's there standing by your side that understands and isn't going to hold it against you or judge you or be afraid to be in business with you. They're the ones that say, hey, 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 you haven't slept in 2 days or you haven't eaten. If you stop
right.
looking at relationship as a, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you stop looking at your relationship as another project that you're either doing well or not doing well, and you get back to the intimacy of being in the energy flow of another human being's life and them being in the energy flow of your life, you can shift this conversation.
Good.
And the other piece that I would say, so I would start thinking of it that way, start looking at her that way. Looking at all the ways that, yes, you can look at all the ways she may be, quote unquote, distracting you from business. Or you can look at all the ways in which she's enhancing you having a personal life so you don't get to the end of your life and die only having worked.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how pleasurable your work is and your passion is, it's still not supposed to be all that is. And last but not least, set up really good boundaries. Now, boundaries are not ultimatums. Boundaries are delineations of what you need for self-care, to care for yourself. So you make requests, which is, you know, and I'm sure that she may have her own reactions. Us chicks need a lot of attention, man. Okay, it's the truth. We need a lot of attention. I get it. You know, you say to us, I don't have time for you right now. And many of us, could because of, you know, dad stuff, dad are busy working guys, and we have that in us from kids' time, you know. Oh, but you don't have time with me. Normal. Not your problem. Have compassion for it because you've got your mom stuff. But don't take it on. Take on the balance, but set boundaries. And also trust her when she says, hey, 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 you're really going overboard in your work life. Let's go have some fun.
Right.
I hope that helps. It hits the nail.
Yeah, that'll be helpful to, yeah. make it so that a week from now I'm still in this current present state.
Well, the good news is these are recorded and you can come back and download it and listen to it again.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is one of the great things about Blog Talk Radio is you can come back and listen to your coaching session again. In fact, I highly recommend it. And if you opened you and you feel safe, you can ask her to listen to it too. It's a very real place that you're in, and hopefully she wouldn't be frustrated with you for questioning what's right for you in your life. In fact, that's what makes a man powerful, is being able to question and come back in fully aligned, choosing the relationship.
Right.
I mean, that's where we all want to be, not obligation, but in choice. That's the sexiest thing on the planet, when two people really choose each other. That's where all the sparkle is.
Yeah, that feels good.
Okay, great. All right, so I don't think there's anything else, but a great call, and I really appreciate you calling in and, you know, let me know how it's going.
Okay.
Call back in a little while and give me an update. You know, I'm thrilled.
I'll do that.
All right. I'll talk.
Thanks
to you
a lot.
Soon.
I really appreciate it. This is so helpful.
You're very welcome. All right.
Okay.
Bye for now. All right. So that was a great call. Thank you so much for calling in. I mean, part of the purpose of all of this is for me to be here to be able to just do exactly that, answer questions like that. So if you have coaching that you want, the number that you can call in is 646-378-1741. That number again is 646-378-1741. And with that, I want to let you know how you can actually ask questions. You don't have to come on the air. The beginning of this program on misintention and relationship came from a series of questions that came in this week through Ask Zen. And if you go to smartsoul.com and you click on the Ask Zen button, then it'll open up a page where you can ask me a question, and I will bring it into the radio show each week. You know, I try to kind of pick ones that are thematic, and I let you know that the question has been answered. And along with that, you're able to get your question in without having to actually call in on the call-in line, because I know how nerve-wracking that may be. Another way that you can ask a question is to go through Blog Talk Radio and leave me a message. I check my emails at Blog Talk Radio, and I love that. And one thing I'd love to do is, if you enjoy the show, would you mind either making it a favorite or, better yet, giving me a rating and a comment? It helps them to know which programs to showcase are the ones that get the most ratings. So if you feel like this conversation was serving you in any way and that you think others need to be involved in hearing this conversation, go ahead and jump in there and mark the show as one of your favorites, and as well as giving it a rating and a comment so that they can promote it. I would really appreciate that. With that said, I do want to answer one of the questions this week that we got. Here is, you know, it kind of goes along perfectly with what we've been dealing with. It's from a woman by the name of Mala, and she's from a different country. Her phone number, I can't quite pick, I wasn't able to get the country code yet. But Mala says, I believe very strongly that our body speaks to us, and that's why I've resonated so strongly with this idea of the IGS. My question is about times I've experienced certain body sensations, and I'm wondering if they're just other examples of my IGS at work. For instance, I've had the feeling of a lump in my throat when I'm saying something to someone. It seems to mean that what I'm saying is not in my best interest. For instance, discussing possibly breaking up with someone. Another body response is the sudden onset of tears when saying something that strikes me as an important and deep truth. Maybe something I've been afraid to admit or say out loud. So you're really very intuitive in the lump in your throat. The internal guidance system shows up only between the throat and about 2 inches above the belly button. Through that area, you can have different areas of sensation, but they tend to be concentrated in the throat, the chest, and then the stomach right below the solar plexus. as we discussed, the stomach is about belief system. We just went through that. And the chest is about what you're thinking in the moment. That's about your present moment. And it can be guidance about what you should be doing or about whether or not your thoughts are in alignment with your purpose. However, the lump in your throat, you almost got it perfect. The reality of the situation is that the lump in the throat means that if it's closed, which a lump is closing, means that the thoughts you're having about yourself are disempowering you. The thoughts you're having about yourself. I can't do it. They don't want me. I can't make this work. I'm a failure. And so that whole kind of range of emotions. Now, what you had said here is I've had the feeling of a lump in my throat when I'm saying something to someone. It seems to mean that what I'm saying is not in my best interest, for instance, discussing possibly breaking up with someone. The discussing whether you should break up with someone or not will actually show up in your chest, believe it or not, because it's a present moment thing that you're taking direction on. However, the throat means that the background thoughts that are leading you to the into the conversation of, and I see you, caller, so hold on a second, the background thoughts that are leading you into the conversation of why you're thinking of breaking up with this person, those thoughts are disempowering you. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. I can't do it right. They don't really want to be with me. They don't really love me. Those conversations are thoughts you're having inside your head that are disempowering you. So that's what the lump is. Now, your tears can happen for so many reasons. The onset of tears when saying something that strikes you as important or a deep truth, it can actually truly be that, important and a deep truth. And there's a level of energy that's coming through your body that's literally the Holy Spirit, chi energy, spiritual, you know, connection, that when you get closer to that, there's definitely a movement in your body that can occur. But you want to be careful. You want to ask your IGS, is this because I'm experiencing a deep truth or maybe afraid to, you know, being afraid to speak out loud or admit something you have to check your IGS with? So that's a whole other topic. Maybe I'll handle that next week. But the moving, being moved by truth does happen. It also happens, the onset of tears happen, when you're in a story that isn't truth and isn't in alignment for you to be holding that. And you need to check and see if you're open or closed at the thought that is bringing the tears. And you can ask your IGS, am I being moved to tears because of this deep truth, and see if you feel that expansion in your body. You can always turn and ask your IGS anything. Even, what did I just get a closing sensation right now, or did I just feel an opening sensation right now? You can even ask your IGS about your IGS and the responses. That's part of what makes it so brilliant. So with that, I'm going to take a new caller, and that caller is in the 415 area code, and the number is 459, 415 area code 459. And as soon as hold on a second, I apologize. It seems my switchboard is not letting, there you are. You're on the air. Do you have a question or a comment? Hi.
Hi. I really enjoyed that last coaching session. That was really helpful. And you were right, all the issues that he brought up were.
I'm going to have you talk a little bit louder, if you don't mind.
The issues that were brought up in that last call were very helpful to me. So can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Thank you.
I think you sort of almost just completely answered my question when you said you can ask the IGS why it's giving you the answer it's giving. I have an example I was going to ask you about. I'm thinking of moving, and the place, every step along the way was very opening to me. And then I lost a lot of sleep, and I started getting exhausted from excitement.
And okay.
Every time I would ask if I would get along, I would get an opening on not getting along with the landlady. And that's been pretty consistent. And I felt like that answer was serving me getting more sleep. And I still haven't really delved in to see whether it was just like a carrot opening because my body really needed to get sleep, so I needed to sort of wipe it off my map, you know, so that I wasn't obsessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
want to ask
left it at that.
Yes, so you could have left it at that, and you want to look at why you're letting your mind ask the question over and over and over and over and over again. Because you said, I keep getting an opening that I'm not going to get along with my landlord, right?
Yes.
So you want to be careful, because one of the very, very common things that happened in the beginning of this practice, it's a spiritual practice, and you're connecting with God, creator, source, whatever you want to call it, but it's a real live energy in your body, you know. Your mind wants to use it, the IGS, to become a better mind and to know, I have to know. And you want to stop it from doing that, because you'll actually get yourself to a place of gridlock where you're just closed. And you want to be careful. Now, have you asked a secondary question, which is it going to matter in my lifestyle if my landlord and I are in conflict?
I think I did, and I think it was sort of foggy. It wasn't maybe a neutral, or it wasn't clear.
Okay. So in this... So let's go ahead and do a little bit of work, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and sit in a quiet, comfortable kind of position with your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the bottom of your feet and how it feels for them to be on the ground. And then also bring your awareness to the palms of your hands. And then into your listening. The experience of listening. So we're going to start with, is it in my highest potential to move into this home? Is it in my highest potential to move into this home? And then, is it a first sensation? What is it?
Closing.
Okay. It's closing. Are you having any background thought?
Yes. I'm a little bit nervous being on the air.
Right. So what's the there's probably only 10 people listening, so don't worry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That helps.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all here because they need to hear what you have to say. So it's beautiful.
Right.
Okay, so what was the background thought? Because you always want to go with what closed you. So what was the thought that kind of popped up? Was it, I'm on the air? Or I can't do this, or what was the...
Yeah, it was my heart is pounding and it's bad for me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and ask again. And by the way, we only have 2 minutes left in the show, but the show's going to end streaming, unfortunately, and I don't know if it keeps going for those who are checked into it. But next week, I'm going to put it in for an hour and a half, because this is the second time we've gotten some really great coaching, and I'm just going to go ahead and continue on with the radio show. So I'm just letting everyone know that we won't be running out of time again. I'll extend the hours of the show. All right. So let's go ahead and bring your awareness to the bottom of your feet and your palms and your listening. Great. Just hold the thought, is it in my highest potential to move into this home?
Got a little opening in my throat.
Great. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and go forward with, because I always want to make sure that that's okay. Let's go forward with, the situation with my landlord is going to support my spiritual growth. And what's the first sensation?
I think I did. I had, just so you know, I don't know if you got my email yesterday. I'm the one who told you that I have a really active mind.
Yes, I'm going to have you talk louder, though, because I want to make sure people can hear you.
Yeah, just have a really active mind, and I think I just had a lot of thoughts at once. So I'm going to try that again.
Okay. So... the situation with my landlord is going to support my spiritual growth.
Closing in my stomach.
Okay, so that's a belief system that you're holding.
Yeah.
So what was the background thought that jumped in?
Chaos.
Fear of conflict?
I don't want chaos, yeah.
I don't want chaos. So your stomach closed because you have a belief system that someone supporting your spiritual growth that may be conflict
right.
in nature
yeah.
is going to be a chaos.
Chaotic and exhausting, yeah.
Yeah. And your ITS just told you that that's not truth, and it's not in alignment with your highest purpose to be thinking. So you need to let go of that belief that it's going to be chaotic. So what I would say is, in order to move into the opening, I would say the spiritual growth is going to be powerful and rich, but not chaotic. So just hold that. The spiritual growth will be powerful and rich.
Yeah, that opens me.
That opens you.
Yeah.
So congratulations. All you've done is met one of your soul buddies who've come down to help you work through something. That's it. Be grateful.
Right.
Be grateful that this person is willing to take that on for you and with you. You know?
Yeah.
That takes a big creature to want to be that for you, which means it always is, regardless of whether we like it or not. They're always our buddies on the other side. Because for God's sakes, who else would do that for us?
Okay. So we're not going to get along, but we are going to help each other grow?
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and you still get to have the house you love.
Right, exactly.
You
yeah.
get to have the house you love. So that's great. You have a reason to work out stuff that you wouldn't normally work out because you've got something that you're invested in that's important to you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that opens.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, and please call again. That was just a joy to be with you in that.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so that's the end of the show for today. We are officially off the air, I believe, but I don't know if the recording's still going. Next week, I'm going to go ahead and extend the hours of the show so that more people have an opportunity to call in. I'm ever so grateful for those of you who contacted me today in order to be a part of the show, and I loved the coaching questions. I loved being a part of it. Remember to go to smartsoul.com to check out the internal guidance system meditation for yourself so you can feel this expansion and this contraction and be a part of this program more deeply. And once again, also smartsoulacademy.com is a really important and fantastic program that we've created. It's a year-long program. It's $57 a month. We've done it, made it incredibly rich and profound and powerful and yet also cost-effective. So, and easy and simple and doesn't take a whole lot of your time. All right, so that's it for me. I'll see you next Wednesday from 11 to, I guess now, 12:30, and we'll talk then. That's Pacific Standard Time. Goodbye for now. Thank you so much.